Welcome to Shulam Achshava and the Daf. The month of Elul is sponsored by the Mandelbaum family. Le'ilui Nishmas, Rabbi Chaim ben Rabbi Elyo Tzvi Halevi. We're holding in Chulin Daf Kuf Yud. The Gemara on the end of Amud Aleph brings a story of Rami Bar Tamre to Rami Bar Dekuli, who came from Popedisa to Surah on Erev Yom Kippur. Now in Surah, they didn't eat Kachle, they didn't eat the udder. So they threw it out. So he took all the udders everybody threw out, and he went and ate it. And the Gemara goes on with a long story that he brought in front of Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda asked, how did you eat it? You have to be Noeg L'Chumra on this place. He ate it out of the city. How exactly did he cook the udder? And this led to questions of why he's not wearing tefillin, why he's not wearing tzitzis. And then there was someone who they're about to punish for not doing kibud avim, who he stopped them. And by then, Rav Chisda told him, I see you very smart. So he says, if I would be in my place by Rav Yehuda, my Rebbe, you would see I'm much smarter. Now in the Chasam Sofer, in the end of Maseches Chulin, it's brought down a very long shtickle to explain this Gemara and to explain how every piece of the Gemara is shayach to a certain mahalach. And let's try to bring here some of what's brought down there. So Chasam Sofer starts with several questions. One of the questions is, that's what happens to Erev Yom Kippur. Erev Yom Kippur is going around looking for free udders that are in the street. And he goes out of the tchum. Right? He travels out of the tchum to go and eat them. That's what he's busy with, Erev Yom Kippur. And then at the end of the story, he says, I'm seeing you such a charif. I see you so smart. How do you see you so smart? And what is the answer? The answer is, if I would be in my place, I'm even smarter. What is the Baal Gaiva? He's telling him, oh, you think I'm smart? You don't even know how smart I am. So what's pshat in all this? The Chasam Sofer goes on to say that the Charifus that we're talking about at the end of the sugya is based on what he heard from his Rebbe, Rav Nosson Adler. The one does not become fully developed in his mind while he's under his Rebbe. When a person is under his Rebbe, he's subject to his Rebbe. He doesn't fully develop his mind. To be a full Charifus, you have to be away from your Rebbe. So Rav Chisda is telling Rami, I see you're so smart. I see you're fully developed in your mind. That means you're not going back to your Rebbe. If you're not going back to your Rebbe, how are you eating kachle? How are you eating the udder? The udder you eat only in Papadiso, but right now you're in Surah and you're not going back. So that's what Rami says. You don't understand. You think that I got now to my fullest development? No. If I go back to the city of Rebbe Yudo, you'll see that there's so much more for me to be Charif. I have so much more to get from my Rebbe in order to develop my mind even more. So I have much more to get from my Rebbe, so I'm still considering to go back. I still belong to Pamadis. And continues the Chasam Sofer and explains, by Rikus Gedoyla, well, the main Yisoyed he comes to say is like this. He wants to say that what we learned earlier in the Gemara, that anything that is Asur, there is a Heta Kenegedze. What's the idea? So he brings the pshat we mentioned in the previous year, the loydibra toriel keneged yetzer hara, similar to yefas toya, meaning Hakadosh Baruch Hu gave us some kind of a opening to be able to overcome the yetzer hara. The yetzer hara tells a person, you have no way to enjoy these and these things. Tell them there is something we can enjoy. But says the Chasam Sofer, that is only for someone who is not fully a tzaddik. So he has a big yetzer hara, and he needs to some way to give a little bit of an opening for his yetzer hara. But someone who's a tzaddik gomer, and he still goes and does these things which are just for the yetzer hara, then there's a big tain on him. That's something very wrong. And that he goes to explain, this is negat to this week's parsha, that we know that Aishas Yifas Toyar is someone that something Dibra Toyar connected to yetzer hara. But it says that someone who marries Yifas Toyar will have a Ben Soyru Mori coming out of him. The Torah says his mutter, and you'll have a Ben Soyru Mori coming out of him. So it depends why a person does it. If he does it because he feels he needs it for his yetzer hara, so he does l'shem shamayim to cool down the eagerness of the yetzer hara, then he's doing something which is okay. Nothing bad will happen. But if he doesn't really need it and he still does it, then there'll come a ben soyru mori coming out of this loydibra toriel el keneged yetzer hara. And with that, he goes on to explain the pshat in David HaMelech ayin sham. Continues, he says like this. He says the Shlo explains the idea of the achila that we have in Erev Yom Kippur is somewhat the concept of loydibra toriel el keneged yetzer hara. You're coming to Yom Kippur, you're going to fast, you're going to become like a malach, you're going to become completely separated from all ta'anugi oylam hazeh. The person's going to feel deprived, he's going to feel like, I can't enjoy this world. So we tell him in Erev Yom Kippur, go ahead and eat and indulge and enjoy. So the whole area of Yom Kippur, Zog the Chasam Sofer, is a din of Loi Dibur Torah El Kenegad Yetzer Hara. So that's why Rami was so busy in Erev Yom Kippur to eat Chal. Because what is Chal? What is the other? Loi Dibur Torah El Kenegad Yetzer Hara. Whatever a Torah was Oyser gave you something ahead to Kenegad Zeh. That's part of the list that we saw in the previous daf. So Erev Yom Kippur, which is called Kula Loi Dibur Torah El Kenegad Yetzer Hara, that's when Rami is busy eating Kechal, which is Loi Dibur Torah El Kenegad Yetzer Hara. So with that, he goes on to explain the end of the Gemara in another way. Because Kalms of Chizden tells him, but I see you, Chariv Tuvu. You're perfect. You're Mamash Atzadik. So why do you go and need this Loi Dibur Torah El Kenegad Yetzer Hara? He said, I'm not so perfect. If you come to the city of Reb Yehuda, you'll see I have much more to develop. I'm missing things. I do have the Indian to come and take care of my Yetzer Hara. So that is the general Mahalach that Chasam Sofer has to explain our Sugya. I just added one more thing over here to explain some of the other details of the Sugya. We're being what's brought down the Sefer Shari Yisachar of the Munkacher Rebbe, the Baal HaMinchas Elazar. So he says that all what's going on over here, what's happening in the Sugya? You see, the Rami is coming to say, they asked him, how do you cook Chal? He said, I use things, it's not Gezel because it's after 12 months. And you don't have to wear tefillin because if you have a choli miayim, a sickness in your stomach, you don't have to wear tefillin. You don't have to put in tzitzis if it's a stal shulo. And someone is not mechal badav aim, you don't have to punish him. All that is a limud tzchus haklal yisrael. We talk about avoid of Erev Yom Kippur. So what he's doing is to limud tzchus haklal yisrael. There's many different aveiras that could be, but you can explain them so many ways to show it's not an aveira. So this connects beautifully with the Chasam Sofer because it's the avoid of Erev Yom Kippur. Rami is really busy now in taking care of all the avoid that needs to be done in Erev Yom Kippur. Ayin Heitev Badvorim. Anyone who wants to join or sponsor the Shomachshava Shiurim, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.